What if the very thing that sets you apart is the key to everything you're striving for? Welcome to Uncommon Edge, the podcast for those who are done with the ordinary and ready to own what makes them different. I'm DJ Newman, and if you're here, it's because you know you're built for more. You're uncommon by design, ready to break boundaries and build a life of purpose, success, and impact. Each week, we'll dive into hard-hitting strategies, raw stories from the trenches, and the tools that will sharpen your edge. From game-changing lessons to deep-diving interviews, this is your space to rise up, build, and make your mark. Whether you're growing a business, dreaming of starting one, or looking to level up in life, you'll leave each episode with insights and inspiration to make it happen. You weren't designed to blend in, you were designed to stand out. So if you're ready to defy the norm and bring out your best, let's dive in, get to work. Your journey to owning your uncommon edge starts now. Hey everyone, it's DJ Newman back with another episode of Uncommon Edge, and today we are diving into something that's got a lot of people excited and a lot of people nervous. We're talking about AI, and in this episode isn't just about like robots and tools, it's actually about legacy, leverage, and what separates the people who adapt from the ones that get left behind. If you've ever found yourself saying, I'm not a tech person, or if you've ever felt overwhelmed by the AI and all the stuff that's going on, maybe you're unsure of how it fits into your business and your life, I'm telling you right now, this episode is for you. And if you know someone with an uncommon edge, someone doing something differently, building something powerful, send them to uncommonedgepodcast.com, scroll to the bottom, and they can apply to be on the show. All right, I want to get into this. Every major leap in human history has started with tools, right? From fire to wheels, even hammers and electricity. It's always been the tools that advance us. But here's the thing, the tool has never been the threat. It's always been the fear of it. Look, cavemen used rocks, and then eventually hammers came about. And then the printing press was feared to ruin handwriting, and cars replaced horses, and they were seen as too fast for humans, and the internet was mocked in its early days, if you guys remember. And then now we're here. It's a whole nother evolution, as AI is just the next thing. But how can we use it to give you your edge and sharpen your edge? And right now, most people are sleeping on it. Even worse, are fighting against it. See, I want to kind of tell you what sparked this episode. I was over at a friend's house. We're celebrating a birthday, and a friend of mine that was attending the party was talking about how he's starting up a business and talking about the legacy that he wants to build for his family and all that type of stuff, but didn't know exactly how to get some things off the ground. So I was just talking about some of the different technology, different tools that he can use, even if he's not a super techie person. So we started walking through the different things, and you know, it was just a casual night, and just whipped out the laptop and started using it as a kind of a talking point. And he was talking about his dreams for his family, especially his son's future. And with AI, ChatGPT, and a few other tools that are out there in this realm, we were able to quickly write a business plan, even create a jingle for his company, build out an entire brand identity, marketing strategy, all within a very short amount of time. And his reaction was, basically, I couldn't have done this on my own. This like just changed everything for me. It accelerated what he was looking to do. And more importantly than anything, it instilled a belief in that this could actually be done. And this is the cool thing. Like, he's not a tech expert. He's not a coder, but he's a dad with a vision and a willingness to learn. And that is more powerful than anything else when you have somebody that is got heart and grit and willing to figure things out and willing to be vulnerable and say, hey, I don't know, but it ends up building things into the future. But this is the polarizing aspect of it. In that same room, there were people in that room that were, you know, kind of mocking the situation as we were going through this. I was looking at the excitement and the realm of possibilities that this dad has for his family and how these tools are going to actually build dreams and build things better for him and accelerate the ideas that he had in his head. But the contrasting opinion in the room is that, well, AI is cheating and you know, that it's replacing artists or destroying creativity. But see, it, in my opinion, it's not about any of that at all. It's bringing people that might not have been able to get clear on their dreams and their ideas to a reality. It builds communication. It's not AI versus humans. It's actually AI plus humans is the combo that ends up being unbeatable. See, it's my opinion that people aren't scared of AI. They're scared of being made irrelevant. People fear being replaced. People fear being left behind. They fear of having to learn something new. You know, it's always been done this way. Why break something that isn't, or why try to fix something that isn't broken? But see, it's when we do that FOPO that we talked about before, fear, overwhelm, procrastination, overthinking. People let FOPO freeze them instead of leaning in. Like, it allows you to springboard your ideas. It allows you to amplify what's already in your head. And it's not about being replaced. It's actually about being enhanced. There are times where, like, have you ever had an idea in your head where you're like, man, like, you got this concept and you're trying to figure it out and you're trying to do the thing. And then all of a sudden, maybe it's a conversation, maybe it's whatever, and it clicks, and all of a sudden, that's it. And then you start building, you get excited, and you start doing the things that it takes to make these things so much better. Well, that's what AI can do. It's a means of being able to do that brainstorm with someone without judgment and only a clear way of helping. And I truly believe that AI will have an emotional impact on people. I think AI might be the new dog, so to speak. If you're a dog person, you're going to get what I'm about to say here. But there's a reason why people love dogs so much, because dogs love you unconditionally, right? They're excited to see you when you come into the door. They're excited to be with you. They're you know, they're a companion. They're there without judgment, the whole nine yards. And AI kind of does that for you as well. When you're sitting there pitching business ideas and you're doing the thing, it will give feedback that is critical feedback without being judged. It will help you build out different things and help you brainstorm and help you even in relationships and in your health or building out wealth ideas and all these types of things. It will help bring the ideas that you have to life. See, AI won't replace you, but it's going to replace the person who's actually using it might. And that's not a threat. It's really a wake-up call. You know, early adapters have leverage. And whether you realize it or not, as much as AI's out there and you're seeing it being used for entertainment purposes and all that type of stuff on social media and whatnot, realistically, a very small amount of people are using it. And most of the people who are using it aren't leveraging it to its full capacity. And late adapters are always playing catch up. So you don't need to be an expert. You just need to be curious. And that's the best part about especially tools like ChatGPT. If you're curious, did you know you can go in there and just say, hey, I don't know how to use you. Just be transparent. I don't know how to use you. Can you give me a 30-day plan on how to use you so I can come back each day and you're going to give me tips and tricks and walk me through things that you can do? And it's going to actually train you at your own pace. Amazing, amazing things that can happen on there. But AI can do a lot, but it can't do you. You understand? Like, that's the thing. It can't do you. AI can help you draft a letter or but it can't replace your voice. AI can build structures, but it's your ideas, your empathy, your experience that actually breathes life into it. See, you're still the soul of everything that you create. And this was my argument to the person in the room that was talking about how AI is destroying things, like especially when the jingle was made. It made a pretty dang good jingle and produced it. There was guitars and music and all that stuff, a singer, And it was done quick. And all of a sudden it was like, oh, you're putting singers and all this stuff out of work. No, it's not that at all. It's giving access to people that have the ideas but didn't have maybe some of the things that needed to be done. And AI just sharpens that edge. It doesn't actually define it. See, like, think of it like the craftsman, the woodworker that has better tools. So now they're able to build faster and better as opposed to just having a chisel. Now we have, CAD machines and routing bits and 3D printers and all these different things that can do things better and faster to bring our ideas to life. See, the entrepreneur with a sharper insight scales so much smarter. The coach with access to smarter systems makes a deeper impact. See, I think the people that actually have the most leverage with AI are the people who have actually gone out and lived life. I was just last night talking with somebody about this, a high school teacher and a college professor that were talking about AI use and how some of the people that are using it, like the younger generation that's currently using it, don't have the real life experience. So they're just taking everything AI has to fact. Anybody who's actually used AI knows that you have to know some stuff about the subject that you're talking about, because sometimes it'll make things up completely. So you have to have some degree of knowledge behind what it is, and then it amplifies what's already in your mind. So some of the things that, you know, you can get out there and do if you're curious and you want to start playing around with AI in a way that supports your life and your business, here's a few of my go-to tools that, you know, look it up. A lot of these accounts are free, and the ones that are paid, it's not very expensive at all, especially for the output and time saving that you get. But ChatGPT, of course, that's like the grandfather of AI. But then you have like Midjourney and DALL-E for like visuals. It does amazing pictures and stuff like that. 11 Labs, you can actually clone your voice and have the ideas put into text form, and then it'll just read it in your own voice using your inflections and all kinds of stuff. Make.com is great for automations and other odds and ends where you can leverage the different AI tools and send out a sequence of things. And then like things like Descript or Opus Pro for video and audio editing. There's all ways to do this. So if you're in ChatGPT, for example, and you sign up for the free thing, here's a fun prompt for you to try. Write a 3-paragraph origin story for my business as if it was a superhero comic book. Include dramatic villain, an unexpected breakthrough, and a hopeful ending. And let them, you know, go ahead and create an image for that as well. And you might think, well, DJ, why would I want that prompt? Like, what am I going to do that for? Because it's going to bring some life and some animation in there into what it is that you're looking to do. You can also have it write scripts. And the cool thing is sometimes you might go ahead and it might take 3, 4, 5 revisions to get the thing that you're wanting to do. Once you've gotten that, one of the biggest pro tips that you can have while you're doing that is going through and saying, hey, what prompt would have I had to use to get the result that you just gave me? And it'll give you the prompt so next time you can go even faster. And don't be afraid to let ChatGPT critique itself. Often you can go ahead and say, hey, this is great. However, key point 1, 2, 3, you tell it some of the tweaks that you want, and then say, also critique yourself, use the latest psychological hacks or whatever that you have to amplify this output. And it's going to do that for you. It's going to allow you to move faster. It's going to allow you to do the different things that are going to make your business better. It's going to help you make your life better. Maybe it's just having a conversation with your wife or your husband or your best friend or coworkers or whatever, and maybe you don't know how to say the thing that you want to say. Say it the way you want to say it into ChatGPT, and then say, hey, I need some help getting better clarity on this so that way it doesn't offend somebody, or whatever it is that you're trying to do, and it'll help you get clear. See, communication is a huge superpower. We've talked about different levels of value that you bring to the workplace. It's doing the thing is the lowest level of value, and then managing the thing is the next level of value, and then being able to communicate the thing is the next level of value. And then lastly, it's being able to be inventive and bring your ideas to life is the highest value. Creativity is the highest value. So if you go ahead and understand that ChatGPT will allow you to get your inspiration and build your imagination greater than it ever will, it's going to help you with your communication. It's going to help you manage the expectations of everything that's going on and help you do the thing better. It's empowering all four levels of value in one thing if you just learn to wield it. But the thing that I want you to understand is if you reject it, it is no different than you rejecting the hammer as a caveman. When the hammer was invented, you're sitting there breaking stones on things to drive things in, or you rejecting the car back when it was horse-drawn carriages. That's what it is. ChatGPT is a tool. It's a vehicle. AI in general is a tool. It's a vehicle. And it's the best part is right now, today, when you're listening to this, whatever day that might be, or at night, or whatever it is, this is the best, or this is the worst it's ever going to be. This is the worst it's ever going to be. It's only going to get better from here. It's going to learn more. It's going to do things. It can be your companion. I mean, think about this. The Tony Stark, when he had Jarvis, and he's talking about all that type of stuff, we're at that age of reality right now. And a lot of y'all are sleeping on it. And I'm not trying to like preach from, to the choir or anything like that, but I want you to realize that you need to adapt to these things. Otherwise, you're going to be left behind. And it's creating all kinds of additional jobs, and it's making people that didn't have an opportunity before or access to things before, it's giving them way better access and way better opportunities now than ever. AI is here, and it's here to stay. You can fight it, you can fear it, or you can wield it. The choice is yours. And that's just the bottom line. So I want to reiterate, at the end of the day, what legacies are you leaving behind? How can this technology help you build out the best legacy for your family? How can you wield the tools that won't replace you, but actually amplify you? I challenge you, if you haven't used any type of AI yet, make sure to go ahead and start doing it. Sign in for a free account and just give it a shot. Take one small step and use the prompt that I gave you, or come up with your own prompt. Try a tool and get curious and just play in the sandbox for a little bit. Get comfortable with it. And I want to remind you that sharpening your edge doesn't mean, that you're losing any humanity by using this AI tool to sharpen your edge. It actually means you're becoming more of who you were meant to be. It's just going to amplify and put a magnifying glass on who it is that you are. Because see, if you put garbage into AI, garbage is going to come out. And if you put amazing ideas into AI, more amplified amazing ideas are going to come out. So if you think you got this uncommon edge, which I know you do, start well wielding it, and you're going to end up understanding how great these things are going to happen. Now that you got the ideas and the things are coming at, the next step is execution. So if this episode lit something in you, share it. And if you know someone who has an uncommon edge, someone who's using AI in a unique way, maybe, or building a legacy that's a little bit different, send them to uncommonedgepodcast.com and scroll to the bottom to apply to be on the show. Until next time, stand out and stay sharp.